Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, good afternoon, my brothers and sisters. Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of T&J Radio. It's your main man, T. Foster, in the building with my brother, Jay Wells. How you doing, man?
I'm excellent, bro. Good afternoon, kings and queens. I hope everyone's having a beautiful week. The sun is shining. I'm feeling good, feeling great. Hope you are, too.
You know what? Today, I feel good because today is the first day all week. And actually the last week and a half that we've actually had sunshine. So I'm looking outside. I see the sun beaming. My homeboy came through and cut the grass today, man. The lawn is looking magnificent, so I feel real good. I feel like today is about to be a good day, so I'm really happy to be here with everybody and do what we do. T&J Radio, as y'all know, solution-based radio, we really want to just say thanks for the support because every week we've been getting more live listeners, which we really definitely support. We thank you and we appreciate the support. And furthermore, we want to encourage you to share it with friends and family. If you know people that are interested in this content and are interested in not only talking about the issues facing the Black community, but more importantly, talking about the solutions that may lead us to a happier place in a more positive space, please share the show with people that you care about and people that might not even be into the subject matter, but maybe it might enlighten them. So we appreciate the support, but we also encourage you to share it with other people that so that they might hear the dialogue and something we say might spark something within them. And today's show, Stacks on Deck, Black Fundraising and Philanthropy, and this is something that's near and dear to my heart personally, but also recently, in the last year or two, became really near and dear to Jay Wells, because Wells, you started doing your thing, fundraising in a number of capacities and everything, with the frat, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, big shout out to the bros, best fraternity in the world, no question. And you started doing your thing in that circle, and it's been a really good experience for you, but today we want to talk about how fundraising is one of the things that is the most beneficial in the way out of our current condition, because fundraising is nothing more than the pooling of Black dollars. All of the economic empowerment, all of the subject matters that Claude Anderson and Dr. Umar Johnson talks about when they talk about, you know, spending the Black dollar in the Black community and all of those things, that's fundraising. And if you're new to the show or you might not know, I'm a fundraiser for a living. So that's what I do. I've been doing it for years now. And it's my belief that we can change the Black community almost overnight if we focused on fundraising. But fundraising for things that are going to change us, because power is in the dollar. Capitalism and finances is where the power is, and when you raise funds, that's capital, right? So that's where we want to go with this show tonight, and it's really near and dear to me because of that, because I've seen folks' lives changed for the better because of philanthropy, but I've also seen folks' lives changed for the better by philanthropy, and it wasn't Black people. And it was money that I was out raising and going after and putting in massive amounts of work for. But at the end of the day, the people that were impacted by those dollars weren't our brothers and sisters. And that's when it dawned on me at one point in time that, man, if we actually could get our people to come together and to pull our dollars together, this is something that could be super effective for our culture. So we got a lot of information that we want to share with y'all and some stats that I'll drop on y'all and some real valuable information before we get to the solutions, which you know we're going to do. But Wells, how do you feel about fundraising at this point, you know, in life for you? Like, what does fundraising represent for you personally?
For me, it's the opportunity for us to use our resources. And honestly, it's going back, man. Something we always talk about on this show, something we kind of harp on, man, is like the thought of group economics. And group economics can impact our community in a ton of different ways, and not just buying things from Black businesses, but also, again, pulling our resources together for a common goal. And when you think about so many of the things that impact our community, like the lack of, we always talk about the lack of things we have in our community, from parks, entertainment for kids, stuff to keep kids off the street, keep kids active. That's where philanthropy can really help our community. We talk about the rec centers, the boys, the YMCAs, the Boys and Girls Club. Those are all kind of like nonprofit organizations that we can kind of create for our own. It doesn't have to necessarily be those kind of places, but those are the things that are impacted by fundraising. And we have to keep in mind that it's our responsibility to sow that into our community. It's like, and something that I love about Black people, we are probably the most open-minded culture ever. Like, we're willing to give and support especially when we have it available. That's not something we're usually like, that's not something we're afraid of doing. The thing is, with our people, so many of us, we get kind of so caught up in the moment of, oh man, we get caught up in material things sometimes, and those are the certain things that kind of hurt us within fundraising. But the thing is, man, we have so much room to kind of impact our community just by focusing on fundraising. And whether it's scholarship programs, whether it's just doing events, organizing events, and we can do that on the grassroots level. Like, one of the major things that you think about when President Obama was elected, the reason one of the major reasons he was able to win that election was because of his fundraising. And something that was crazy, man, he was getting any and everybody, brothers and sisters, going door to door. And I want to say he raised the most money ever in political history, largely off grassroots campaigns. And those are the things we need to kind of participate in to kind of help elevate our community, especially when it comes to keeping things within the community. And that's something we kind of take control of without getting a lot of middlemen involved. But again, when I think of fundraising, I just think of it as the ultimate opportunity for us to take care of our community and do those things within our community. Because as John Henry Clark kind of always talks about, like, yo, we can do whatever we want to do as long as we're not going around telling everybody about it. That's still Black people. We kind of feel the need to broadcast everything. But when we do things to keep it internal, we can do things without people meddling and trying to interfere with our funds. And we can take fundraising to another level with just opening those opportunities. And a lot of people think, oh man, I don't have a lot to give. It's not about having a lot to give. It's like, it's where you give it. And that's what kind of does, that's what will kind of do a major number for us. It's like something we kind of talked about, like in the historical context, like what's it like for Black people with donating. And it's like, we always get the common scenario. It's like we grow up around, yo, I got to give my 10% to the church. And that's cool, but that's something that if that's within your belief system, that's cool to do that. But you have to remember, man, that there's so many other aspects of our community that we can help. And we need to kind of take ownership of those as well. It's like we always talk about doing stuff for our community and doing things within our community. Fundraising is something that's major. And it's like, it's really neglected. It's a neglected part of us because it's like, I don't know, it's like one of those things kind of out of sight and out of mind. And within our culture, man, that's something we need to kind of start beating, kind of start stomping our feet and making that presence a little bit known. And again, no matter how you do it, that's one of the major things we got to emphasize. And also, it's easy to kind of find it because, again, especially with things like GoFundMe and all these things, there's a million outlets that fundraising is taking place. And I promise you, just go get on the computer, you'll find it. And that's something I kind of love about the internet now, especially in the information era that we're in. Fundraising is able to go to a new level. You know what I mean? Like, and I know for you, like for me personally, it's like with what I do with the scholarship fundraising and the different fundraising that I do, it's like you get to kind of see it. And you kind of interact with different types of people and find new resources. And that's something that we need to kind of implement and start taking advantage of. And, again, start funneling that opportunity into our community.
So I have some info for y'all. And it's real important to understand that, you know, the etymology of things and the history of how things work. Because Black folks are the most, and I will argue anybody down today's socks on this. You cannot find a group of individuals that are more giving than Black people. We will give you the shirt off of our backs. So we have to be able to translate that giving to a systematic giving. So the word philanthropy, the root word is the word philanthropy is basically means the love for humanity. It means love of humanity, right? So if you are practicing philanthropy, which is the love of humanity, that means that you're a philanthropist if you love humanity, right? So, but what people and what the mainstream white folks have made us think is that in order to be a philanthropist, aka love humanity, you have to be dropping hellified big money in order to make a difference, because to love humanity simply means to care, to love. And that's where they psychologically trick us into thinking that we aren't philanthropists. If you give any money, you're a philanthropist. If you make gifts to a nonprofit, you're a philanthropist. So let's just be clear. Like, let's just get that out of the way, because everybody needs to know that. If you made a gift to the United Way, and I'm getting my bag on that because I'm going to encourage you not to do that, but if you did that, you're a philanthropist because you exercised a love for humanity via your financial contribution. So don't ever let anybody make you feel like you're not. You don't have to be Bill Gates and Zuckerberg to be a philanthropist. That's just simply not true. They might give at a higher level than you, but every dollar absolutely counts. But the most recent fundraising stats, and this is really important to understand, because people are giving at a monstrosity, at a monstrosity level. So in 2013, $335 billion were given in America to nonprofits and or organizations that would classify to receive funds. So you're looking at $335 billion. Out of that $335 billion, 72% comes from individuals. So that's not your company, that's not your job, that's you and I. Now, you break that, now walk with me. You break that 72% of individuals down and that $335 billion down to sectors, right? You look at, you can look at arts and culture, humanity, healthcare, those are sectors. The number one sector that people gave to was religion. Number two, education. Number three, human services, you know, DHS or something that's helping people get back on their feet. Now, the reason that I bring that up is because that Black people, our number one philanthropic gift is to what? I don't even have to tell you. You can tell me. I just gave you those numbers. Our number one contribution is to religion. It's to the church. And I'm not saying don't give to your church. What I'm saying is your church ain't saving your community, bruh. Like, you giving all of your money to a system that's not putting anything back into your community. Like, when the last time, real talk, all of those 50-11 churches in Detroit or wherever was really putting in work in the city?
Yeah.
They're not creating change in the city. And here's the difference between white people and black people when it comes to philanthropy. They understand, and rightfully so, because they've been doing it for a long time, because they jerked us back in the day, you feel me? So they've been doing it for a while. But they understand that the way to create change is to do it in groups, but to do it systematically. See, you will give your brother or your sister $50 off top out your pocket. You like, well, if I called you and said, hey, bro, I'm down bad, can you let me hold 50? You will give me $50.
No doubt.
But if I called you up and said, hey, dog, can you give $50 to X charity? You're going to be like, whoa, hold on. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the difference. It's the systematic giving versus the hand-to-hand giving. And that's the corner that we have to turn as a people in order to be effective and to move forward. But we haven't been able to do that because it's just simply not in our it's just simply not in what we do. It's just not in our consciousness for obvious reasons. Like, people think about survival and all of that type of stuff, so it makes sense. But at the same time, we have to keep in mind, like, systems are what change conditions. Systems change conditions. If you don't correct the system, the conditions will never change. So the hand-to-hand combat is all good in terms of giving each other a 20 here, a 30 there, but you would be better giving that to a black nonprofit that's dedicated to changing the system as opposed to hand-to-hand combat. So with that being said, Wells, I would really like to get you to jump in here and offer, you know, your opinion on kind of what I just talked about. And also, do you feel like, and what, I guess, in terms of the sectors, do you feel like the religion should be the main sector? Do you feel like there's other areas that we should be focused on? Where do you fall in the pantheon of this?
Again, man, something I always say, and again, listeners to the show, you already know how something I always kind of go back to. The way to social change is through economics. That's something that we need to focus on. And for me, my train of thought is I'm more community-based. If I'm going to do something, I want to do something within my community. I want to do something that I can actually see the results from. So it's like when people say, oh, let's pull all this, like, especially Greek organizations, we're so quick to raise money for the March of Dimes, Red Cross, and these kind of places, which is cool because they do wonderful things. But at the same time, we need to do more to impact our community directly, where we actually see the results. And that's why I'm more interested in doing fundraising for smaller nonprofits and doing things within my community, because we have to take ownership of what's ours first. And that's something that we kind of dropped the boat on. We're really quick to donate money to something like ALS, like the Ice Bucket Challenge thing. We thought that was a trendy, cool thing to do. It's like within our culture, only time we stray away from donating to church is doing it to the trendy, something I could post a quick pic of me and my boys doing this. You know what I'm saying? It's like we kind of dropped the ball on that. And again, church and religion is a safe haven for so many people just to kind of donate there. But we got to learn how to look and see what else is important to us. And that's why I'm really big on donating to scholarship programs. I can relate to that. I was the kid that didn't have perfect grades trying to get financing for college. You know what I'm saying? So I know that feeling. Mm-hmm. That's something I can ride for because I feel that I know that struggle. So I think within each of us, we have to find things that we identify with, that we are passionate about, and go ahead and help raise money for that or champion that campaign, like do something that they care about. Because it's always easier to raise money when it's something that you care about. You know, like with anything, like you can take a job when you care about it. It's like when you're the cashier at McDonald's, you're not really feeling it. But when it's something that you love, or something that you care about, you can go all the way into it. And that's how I feel about philanthropy. It's like I've been a part, again, it's like through my years within Sigma, I've raised money for a ton of different things. But it's like when I think about it, the thing that I was actually passionate about is something that I can relate to. So it's like you could put a different type of effort into that, and you just honestly just care more. And that's something that each person should be able to relate to, finding something they care about, finding something they can relate to. And whether it's your school, whether it's your elementary school, your middle school, there's so many things within our community that need help. We can literally pick and choose. And that goes back to the whole group economics thing. When you start new businesses within your community, everyone doesn't want, again, I always kind of joke about it, but everyone doesn't want to sell T-shirts. You know what I'm saying? Everyone has to assign, yeah. Everyone has to fill a, find a lane and fill that lane. And that's something that we can do. It's like if you guys want to raise money to get resources to clean up your community, you can do so. You can. There's a million different ways to do that. And that's something that we need to kind of get behind. And within the Washington, D.C. community, the Detroit, Metro Detroit community, you can just literally go and find opportunities to help. And that's the thing. It's like our community is so ravished to the point where everyone can literally fill a role. And that's something that we kind of got to keep our eye out for, because there's a million opportunities. When I say there's literally an organization for everything, and each one of those organizations, especially small organizations, they all need help. I promise you, there's not a nonprofit in the world that doesn't need more money. You know, it's like there's not one that doesn't need more money. So there's always something that we can do. And we have to get out of the mindset. It's like, oh, man, I don't want to just give. But, bro, that $10 that you donate goes a long way. And a lot of people miss that. It's like if you can only give $20, give $20. That's fine. But you can't try to just – you can't find reasons not to donate. And that's something that we have to get away from. And we have to be as open to donating to our organizations as we are to donating to our brothers that we know is going to spend that money on something silly. You know what I mean? We have to grow accustomed to that. The same way that we're willing to kind of donate that money, we got to be willing to give, instead of giving that money to your uncle who's going to be a clown, donate it to that organization. You got to be able to give back within your community. And also, when you do that and you see the opportunity, you take pride in what you participated in. It's like, again, when you see the results, you start seeing the benefits of your donation, that nothing is quite as rewarding. And it's like, You really get that sense of, yo, I am a part of this community. I'm a part of this environment. And that's as rewarding as it gets.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, I agree 100%. And I think right now we can go ahead and jump into the solutions, because TNJ Radio is definitely solution-based radio. And, you know, this subject has so many solutions. And this is, like, actually one of the main topics that I think that we done spoke on that has various solutions that, can be implemented and be successful. So, I mean, I'll jump into it, and then you can get in your bag, Wells, and then I still got more. So we'll just go until we run out of time. But I know the main way to do this is to focus on our individual communities. So the solution to our problems, and I said this earlier and I mean it with all my heart and soul, I love black people, I love everybody, I love humanity, but black people is my focus because that's where I came from, and that's just what it is. But the thing is, like, we need to focus on our own individual communities and build in those communities. So, for example, if we live in a food desert, we need to say, okay, let's trust each other, which is a little difficult to do because we've been taught not to trust each other, but just walk with me. Let's trust each other and fundraise in that community on Dexter and Davidson, for example, in Detroit, and pull our money together and build a black-owned, let's say, grocery store with mostly, let's say, a black-owned Whole Foods, but not Whole Foods, because we're not going to, like, franchise nothing, because we want to own it, right? So let's build a black-owned similar store to Whole Foods where all the food is organic, All the food is fresh. You know, we shutting that down. We all eating good food. And then we all bring our money together. And then we trust one of our brothers and sisters or two or three of our brothers and sisters to run and operate that business effectively. And then we patronize that business. So now we've raised enough money to open up an organic grocery store in our neighborhood. Now we rocking. We are eating good. We not eating KFC every day. And then you do the same thing with, let's say, a beauty store. We all pool our money together. We do a few fundraising projects over the course of a year or so. And now we open up our own hair shop, not like a beauty shop, but where you go to get hair products. Now we're not putting all these chemicals in our hair, and we done put the Koreans out of business, and we all patronize that store. So now we got our own grocery store and our own beauty store, and then so on and so forth. And before you know it, you have a community full of black-owned businesses that are being run by black people and that are being patronized by black people, and those black dollars are staying in that community. That's the way you build this thing. That's my solution.
Couldn't agree with that more, bro. That's group economics from the ground up, and you got to love that. There's so many solutions to this, man. And for me, I want to give you guys the most simple idea ever. Find something in your community, again, no matter what it is. If you guys want to clean up your playgrounds, you want to get new equipment for the playground, do it from the ground up. Go out in your community, talk to each other, pull your money together. And again, it's something simple. You can start a quick GoFundMe account and choose something within your community and champion that program. No matter what it is, it can be something small, man. If you guys are tired of, if you guys have an abandoned house, or if it's something that you just see in your community that's an eyesore or something that's affecting you, start a quick GoFundMe account and literally find a way to clean that up. There's so many things that you can do, and there's so many resources, you can do it. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your local businesses. Go around, and I guarantee you, the more you organize and the more you show people that you care, more people will care. And people kind of rally behind the passion that another person has. And again, if you know me, positivity is contagious. So you go that route, people are going to be more and more willing to work with you. So take a moment, take a good 45 minutes to an hour a week, dedicate an hour a week to giving back to your community. Like literally use that energy to go do some research, find out what's going on in your community, talk to your neighbors, talk to the people in your environment, and see what's going on, see what's bugging them. And use that energy, use that effort to start a quick GoFundMe or Fundly campaign to raise money to change something in your community. It's easy, it's simple. Look for something that can actually benefit your environment. Because, again, there's going to be a million. You can always donate to the Red Cross or something like that. They're always going to need money. But you know what? They raise so much money, and they pay so many major salaries. It's a lot of that money. That money can be used elsewhere. So take advantage of that opportunity and do something to impact your community.
Yeah, and I think one last thought that I want to leave everybody with is really crucial. Because a lot of my friends and family members are fundraising for various causes, and a lot of them aren't black-owned, you know, causes or what have you, and that's fine. I will encourage you to pick three black nonprofits or what have you that you really care about and give to those. If you decide not to do that, that's cool. If you want to roll with the United Way or something like that, that's fine. But when you go out and promote your page on whatever it is that you're fundraising for, make it personal. Don't just send a little blurb on Facebook and put it all on your little page and that's it. Make it personal. Send it to people directly. And that's how you're going to get money. Just posting it on your news feed is not going to get you the money that you want. With that being said, my brothers and sisters, I really appreciate the time today. We really appreciate you tuning in. And TNJ Radio, Solution-Based Radio, and as you know, God is love. We'll check you out next week. Take care.